Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in once again to Issues Concerning Women. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. It is Thursday evening. It's about 8:35, a little bit after that. We are live on the air right now. So if you're tuning in and you want to call in tonight, the number is 1-347-826-7543. Or after the show, you can call me at 757-567-6734. Welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. It is always a privilege to be with you. I just am so grateful every time that I come on the air. I have so much that I need to share with you this week as we come to the end of June. It's exciting. We have a few more days in this month, and I just want you to know that it's hot, hot, hot in Virginia Beach, Virginia. But you know what? It's going to be good, and we're hot, too, in another way, hot and fabulous. How about that? So we are just excited for you to join in for the show tonight. This is your first time visiting Issues Concerning Women. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show. If you are a regular listener and you tune in every week, thank you, too. Because without you, we wouldn't be able to have this show going on and on and on, because if nobody's listening, then there's no need for me to be on the air. But I have some great followers. I have great questions. I have great people that listen to my show on a regular basis, and they send comments to my message board and also to my Facebook page. I am on Facebook under Issues Concerning Women. That's one of my pages. And also you can find me under Francine Humphrey. So if you're looking for me and you want to find me, that's where you can find me. I am so excited about tonight. As always, we want to inspire you, to empower you, to ask you questions in as I talk, and that as you listen in your mind and get you thinking about how your life is going to change from today to tomorrow. We can't change yesterday. There's nothing that we can do about it, but we can celebrate today. I had the awesome privilege of getting a Facebook from a friend today. She's celebrating her son's 17th birthday. Her name is Cheryl, and we want to say happy birthday to her son. I think she has two, and her 17-year-old son today, and I can't. Jamonte is his name. So happy birthday, Jamonte. I know that his mom listens to the show all the time, and I really appreciate Cheryl tuning into the show. Also, I would want to say hello to LaLisa Williams. She's Coach LaLisa. She was on a few weeks ago, and she and I will be doing some things in August, which I'll be telling you about in just a little bit. Hello to Jennifer Hyman. Jennifer is my business partner, and I can't never leave her out. Cynthia Tyler spoke to her today as well. And Sandra Diggs also one of my Issues Concerning Women Network. She's one of my partners in Issues Concerning Women, and we are just so, so excited to say hello to them. Also, we'd like to say hello to Robin Farabee. So tonight I'm doing a little bit of shout-out as I, you know, get ready. I just came back from my Hula Hoop session, which we do every Thursday from 7 to 8. So I am running to get home. And the good thing about radio, this kind of radio, if it should deem necessary, I can start the broadcast in the car, amen, which I don't like to do, but I can do that. So if it deems necessary, I can get it started in the car and just come on the air because I hate missing my programs. But I just want to say hello to all those wonderful ladies, Veronica McMillan. She's awesome. Just met with her and just some awesome ladies in my life. So thank you, ladies, so much for your empowering to me, being mentors to me. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention Dr. Sandy Hutchison and Dr. Hayward Horton from, and he's out of Albany, New York. So these are just some of the people that are constantly listening to my show. I thank you so much. It's many, many others, and I don't know you all. Sometimes people don't let me know that they're listening. I see that they're on the line, and they just want to listen to what I have to say, which is, you know, a compliment to me because my voice, evidently, they like it, okay? So they're listening to the show, and they make comments afterwards, or they go into the archives and make comments. But if anything that I say helps you to have a greater evening and a better tomorrow, then, hey, excited, I'm ecstatic, and I want you to continue to listen to the show. So if you're ready for the show tonight, I'm ready to get it started, but we're going to take a little station break, and we'll be right back with Issues Concerning Women, the talk show. And this is Issues Concerning Women, your host, Francine Allen Humphrey. Thank you again. I am ready to get the show started. We only have a few more minutes on the air because, you know, as we know, time waits for no man. The song you were listening to is Day by Day by Najee. I play that every week, and you may be tired of it, but it's my theme song for the radio show. I hope that you're not tired of it because we have to live our lives day by day. I can't change yesterday. I don't know the future. I can only live in the moment and for today. And so that's why I picked that song, and I hope that you enjoy listening to it. I know I play it every week, and I'm going to have to find a new theme song. But until in the meantime, I hope that you enjoy it. I want to talk to you tonight about peace and about inspiring others. And we've kind of been on that format for the last month or even a couple of months, talking about where we are as individuals, how our lives have been changed, and how we need to move forward and being an inspiration to others. I'm going to share something with you that I've learned over the years. All of us have a calling on our lives, and it does not matter who we are, where we live, our income status. Your income status has nothing to do with your success. I know that sounds strange, but that can always change, and that's the reason why I say that. Today you may only have two nickels to rub together, but tomorrow you could actually be a millionaire if God said so. So we have to be inspired by others. Sometimes we need to uplift each other and to keep walking in what we were ordained to do. I know that a lot of times we don't know if we should tell people about our goals or let them know what we're doing because we probably think they won't be supportive of us. And you're absolutely right. They won't be supportive of you. I learned over my many years in broadcasting that people are people, and they're just that. They have their own personalities. Each of us is different. Each of us has a different characteristic. Each of us has a different way that we view life. We are oftentimes empowered or have our mind changed by situations or individuals that speak to us or that we hear on television and situations around us. Our family dynamic also plays a part in how we tend to grow or not grow from where we are. And I just want to let you know that it doesn't matter where you came from, again, your background, how much money you have right now, does not measure your success in life. The only thing that measures that is you. How do you want to be successful? What's successful to you may not be successful to me. So tonight I want to talk about being at peace with where you are and knowing where you need to go. And if tomorrow, if you're blessed to see tomorrow, what are you going to do that's going to make your life different? I always get up in the morning and I talk about this all the time about affirmations, how I don't ask for anything for myself in particular unless there's an emergency in my family. But I pretty much ask, what is it that I can do today to make someone else's life better? I know this sounds corny, it sounds cliche, but it is the truth. I have no reason to make these things up. This is my life. This is who I am. You know, some people just can't get with that. Some people can't get with me. They can't get on my page, and it's okay. And I don't worry about that. I used to be so hurt by the number of people that did not support me. Even though I was very supportive of them, I attended their functions. I was there rooting them on when they wrote their books and whatever else. But I find that so many times people are so engulfed in their own situations that they are not able to be happy for you. I want you to know that tonight, I want you to be at peace with yourself as you go through life and as you deal with the conflicts that you're going to have to go through. Guess what? That is life. Excuse me. Life, we live it. We're a part of it. If you're not living your life, then that means you're dead. So are you really here? Are you really living your life? Are you doing the things that you're supposed to do? Yes, you are. Are you doing them the way that somebody else might think you should be doing them? Probably not. But you don't have to worry about that. What is it about you and your state of mind and your state of being that gives you energy, that takes you to the point where you are actually ready to move to the next level? All people, of course, have resources that they rely on. They look to their family and their friends to let them know, you know, good job, and you're wonderful in that, and you should continue to do that. But what about being at peace with yourself? What about being able to see who you really are? Look at yourself in the mirror. I think I mentioned this before. The Mirror Has Two Faces is one of my favorite movies. I don't know if I told you guys that, but I know I have talked about this before and maybe another venue. But when we look at ourselves in the mirror, we have a tendency to see what we want to see. It may not always be the truth because some people are looking, doing the mirror on the wall, I'm the most beautiful of them all. Okay, that's good for you because you should think that you're beautiful. And then some people are looking in the mirror and say, oh, my God, I am so unpleasant to look at. I need to change some things about myself. I need to dye my hair and for the women to pluck my eyebrows, you know, whatever it is that you need to see. But when you really look at yourself and become at peace with yourself, that means that you have step out of everybody else's vision of you and step into your own path that God has ordained for you, and you are actually at peace with who you are. Sometimes we don't trust our own feelings inside, and that's where the low self-esteem comes in, or we're worried about what people are going to say, and you can't do that, and you just have to learn how to live beyond that, live for today, let yourself know it's okay that I'm not the most beautiful, but I am pretty, I am beautiful in my own eyes, that not here is not the longest, but that's okay. And if I want it longer, I know what to do to get it that way. You sisters know what I'm talking about. If my eyes are brown and I want them to be blue, I can change that too. So it's so many things that we can do about ourselves. But I want you to be at peace with yourself, to not let others hold you back from who you want to be. Remove those obstacles that are in your way that are placed there by other people, and about us allowing them to be a part of who we are and to encounter their forces on our lives. Their experiences may be totally different from ours, and we have a tendency to let those people dictate to us how we should live, how we should think, and how we should be doing things. But what we want to do is practice a peaceful approach to our lives, and at the same time, we want to be powerful enough to know who we are, be happy with who we are, live day by day, and also to inspire somebody else. I know that this is not easy. There's no formula for it. It has to be a part of you. Some people just don't know how to do that, and I feel sorry for them. I can teach them that, but they're going to have to do sessions with me for them to learn that. Some of you may not can afford to do that right now. But just take the mirror and just really look at yourself. And if there's something about yourself that you're not pleased with, then you need to change it if you want to do so. Or if it's something that you can live with, that is okay. But all I'm saying today is don't let somebody else tell you how you should be living, how you should be thinking, how you should be working, how you should be raising your family. You have the ability to do that. Folks like me that come on the radio and inspire you and empower you, we're just there to give you words of inspiration. And that's what I'm talking about, inspiring others. When I say I want you to have peace, I really do. Because guess what happens? As you find this inner peace, you begin to feel better about yourself. You begin to want to be a part of your own life and encourage yourself to be the best you that you can be. Once you start doing that, then you start looking at your home, inside your home, your husband, your children, your grandchildren, you know, your workplace. All of these things will extend from you once you have peace with who you really are. If it's something that you want to do, then do it. If it's changing your hair color, then do it. If nobody likes it but you, that's wonderful. If you want to go back to school, then do it. And I say that, finding peace with yourself, but in the same breath, I'm saying don't listen to what people say. I'm talking about the negative people, the naysayers, the negative Nellies. You don't need to be listening to that. You need to be listening to some positive reinforcement that you are wonderful the way you are, you're fearless in things that you do, and that you can do whatever you need to do to make your life better. I am always thrilled when I get the opportunity to speak to men, women, and young people about their lives and how they've changed and how they have taken what they have and worked with that and try to improve on who they are and the things in their life. Some people's lives are just fine the way that they are, and God bless them. And so many are not. I get so many requests for different things, and as people go through lives and their situations change. But I'm going to tell you guys something that's really, really important. You are the most important person in your life. And I know sometimes we try to say that it's our, you know, it's God and family and friends and then myself. It's God first, yes, and whoever your God is. Then it's you. Then it's your family, your husband, your children, your grandchildren, the dogs, you know, because if you're not at peace with who you are and you're not building healthy relationships, you're not healthy in your mind, body, or your spirit, you're not able to do all the wonderful things that you're capable of doing because you have so much conflict going on in your own inner being because you don't have that peace. We are here on this earth for a short period of time. We have so much living to do. When you are blessed with a gift and you don't use it, and you usually lose it. I experience that all the time because I've been given so many gifts, and I'm thankful for those. Some people probably think I do too much, and I've had people say this to me. How can you do all of that? Or I don't believe that you do that. Well, that's you. I don't care what you believe about me. I know who I am. I'm honest with myself. I know my limitations. I don't get out of my lane, but I do adventure into another lane when the possibility comes. But if it's not something that I'm supposed to be doing, I veer right back into my own lane. And I hope you understand that. So don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone and do something different. But at the same time, don't take on things that you know you have no possibility of ever achieving, because sometimes we do that as well. So tonight, my message to you is you are the most important person in your life. And once you are healthy in your mind, your body, and your spirit, you will be able to go on and do wonderful and exciting things. I'm expecting great things from you because I'm expecting great things from me. I want you to be the best you that you can be, and I'll try to be the best me that I can be. So I hope this has been an inspiration to you and that you have peace tonight, and whatever your endeavors are, that when you look at yourself in the mirror tonight, that you are happy with what you see. And if you're not happy, then you need to start your list of things that you want to do something about. Again, be realistic, be fair to yourself. Don't beat yourself up too bad about things, because there's always opportunities for you to change them if it's the will to for them to be changed. So, you know, grace is awesome, and mercy is wonderful, and I can't get through my life without grace or mercy. I don't know about you, but I am just totally, totally pleased. So thank you so much for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. I hope that this has inspired you to be happy with yourself, be at peace. I hope that today is a wonderful day for you, and tomorrow be an even better day, that you enjoyed the show, that you would tell somebody about it, that you will continue to listen. I have a few announcements because I only have just a little over a minute left, but I just wanted to share that with you tonight. And be passionate about everything that you do, and don't worry about if everybody's not on your team. They're not supposed to be. You're number one on your own team, okay? So I want you to know that August the 25th, 2012, yours truly, Francie Humphrey, will be in Hillside, New Jersey at the PSU University, and I will be at a women's leadership conference there. I don't have the total name of the conference. I just know it's a women's leadership conference, but I will let you know. So if you are in the New Jersey area or surrounding areas and you would like to meet me, that's where I will be. August the 25th, 2012, I'll be at PSU Institute for a women's conference. Then back in September the 15th, I will be in Virginia Beach, Virginia, at the Who's That Lady in Leadership Conference. Now, this is going to be off the chain and awesome. I'm hosting this one, so you got to be there for that one. So I want you to come. I want you to prepare. I know hopefully I'm giving you enough time that you can come and be there. It's going to be an all-day program. We're having Coach Lalisa from Elizabeth, New Jersey. She'll be coming to Virginia Beach to be a part of the workshop. We have Veronica McMillan, who will be teaching on nonprofit. We have Robin Farabee, who will be speaking to you about your financial situation. So we have a great lineup. It probably will be more workshops as we get closer to the date, but I want you to mark it down on your calendar. That's why I tell you, get your paper and pencil, because you never know what I'm going to be talking about. August 25th, Hillside, New Jersey, back in Virginia Beach, September the 15th, for an all-day conference, Who's That Lady in Leadership. So we are looking forward to it. We hope that you can attend. Guys, you are welcome to come, even though it's primarily women there, but we encourage our men to come because you need to know what our needs are so that you can help lift us up and get us where we need to go and be that level of have that level of commitment and be there to support us. So we need your support as well. So don't shy away just because you're a male. Thank you so much for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. This is your host, Francine Allen Humphrey. I will be back next Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. So tell a friend about us. If you would like to reach me after the show, the number is 757-567-6734. I look forward to being with you next week. God bless you. Good night.